Hello, Eagles fans. Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net here, wrapping up day two of the Reese's Senior Bowl here in Mobile, Alabama. And Tony, it was a windy day at Ladd Peebles Stadium. The offense couldn't really get going at times, and so let's focus on some of the defensive players who stood out. You like two guys in the middle, two linebackers.
Yeah, first Chris Moreland of Wisconsin, and then Jordan Zumwalt of UCLA. They both had terrific days back-to-back. I mean, Borland is only 5'11", but he plays smart, instinctive football. He's tough. He goes after the ball carrier, made plays on the blitz, made plays in run defense, also made a lot of good plays in coverage. The fact is if he can get over the fact that he's not even 6 foot, he's going to be a very good player, potentially a second-round pick if he medically checks out. He's got all the skills except for the height. The other guy is Jordan Zumwalt. The intensity with Zumwalt is off the charts. In fact, I was told that the coaches kind of asked him to dial it back a bit. He was great in special teams. He was great on blitz plays. He was very good against the run. He's a guy who I think you can put on the inside of a 3-4, and he's going to do a good job for you. Just a tremendous football player with a nonstop motor.
Eagles, of course, always looking for those guys who can get after the quarterback, and the most dynamic pass rusher on the day was Dee Ford out of Auburn, who showcased that speed rush ability.
And that's what he did. I mean, he basically destroyed every tackle he went up against, primarily and almost only came out of a 3-point stance. Showed great quickness, great speed, great body control. I mean, it's more than just rushing up the field. It's about changing direction, keeping your balance and body control. He was able to do that. The one thing I was disappointed in is Ford solely came out of a 3-point stance. They never used him standing up over tackle, which they did with a lot of the other undersized defensive ends, and a lot of people, including myself, project Dee Ford to a 3-4 outside linebacker, so we don't know if he's got that skill yet.
And of course, that's where he would play with the Eagles. Eagles fans will keep an eye on Ford in the first couple rounds. And then in the secondary, two guys you want to talk about: one, the safety from Northern Illinois, Jimmy Ward, and then the dynamic, versatile defensive back from Wyoming, Mark Easton Huff.
Both are versatile. I mean, Jimmy Ward is just a smart, instinctive football player. Doesn't have great size, doesn't have great speed, but always puts himself in a position to make plays on the ball, does not make mental mistakes. Huff's a little bit more athletic, a little bit faster. Huff has played both safety and corner, lined up a corner today, did a good job. But I think, as you saw, as a senior, he's a physical safety who's very good in run defense, showed solid ball skills, so I think it's starting to come together for him. Probably a late pick in the second day of the draft, third round area. He's also a core special teamer, which is what scouts and coaches like about him. So you're getting a guy that you can use on defense and coverage against the run, as well as on special teams in Marquise Huff.
And so there are your stars for Tuesday's action at the Reese's Senior Bowl down here in Mobile, Alabama. One more day of pads on practice coming up on Wednesday. For Tony Pauline from DraftInsider.net, I'm Bo Wolf. Thanks for watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.